Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, just in time for Extra Funny. Lindsay had to switch her camera around where she's still in the cabin in the mountains. And I know it's called the mountains. I'd say it like children do, mountains, because it's goofy. But she had to turn the camera around, so now the kitchen is behind her, and her mom, Curl, is in there cooking some breakfast for everybody. And then the first thing I noticed was on the kitchen counter is a big black box of wine.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's Kyle's mom's.
It just says black box wine.
Yes, it is.
And what kind of wine is it? I know it's a red wine, right?
Malbec, yeah. Kyle says it's pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard it is. It just looks weird because, you know, they put it in that black box like it's poison. You know?
Yeah. And I don't know why it's sitting right there, to be honest, but
because I think they drank. It's got a spout on it. You got to hang it over the edge of the, you know.
Yeah, and the trash can's right there, so probably. But I was like, make sure the kids don't just think it's like grape juice and. Yeah, so, they think a black box is really good. I've never tried it. I haven't had any, but
how have you not tried it? You're so snobby. You won't even taste it.
I actually, believe it or not, I haven't had any alcohol this weekend.
Yeah, well,
no way.
Yeah,
having to deal with, you know, the in-laws and your parents too, and those kids. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm, it's a journey. Mm-hmm. It's a journey.
Oh, it is.
You're on your sobriety journey.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
You know, Jody's been on that journey since New Year's Eve.
Mm. Yeah.
So much so that she's influencing some alcohol-free cocktails.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Yeah.
Which I love, by the way. They're delicious.
Yeah. Are they up there yet where you can buy? I don't know if it's up on the TJ Riggins deals page yet.
I think it is.
Is it?
I thought I saw it. I don't know.
It's called Zero Proof is the company. And then there's a discount when you use. See, now that I've had such a huge success with the Cozy Earth, or Cozy Earth has had such a huge success with my name. Now all of these companies are saying, even though Jody's the one that's drinking these Zero Proof cocktail things, they have to get my name in there.
Yep.
So TJ is the code for that.
Yeah.
For the discount.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she had a lot of fun on New Year's Eve. And so she said that was the last hurrah.
That was,
I guess, for, you know, for a while.
Well, if she got sick, she probably just doesn't even want.
Yeah. And she
to look at it.
She doesn't want me talking about it because Aunt Tina's listening.
Oh, you know? Okay. Gotcha.
But it's just good for your body if you want to dry out a little bit. And,
yeah.
It's a new year.
It is good for you. But
she doesn't drink a lot anyway, regularly. Mm-hmm. But she was out there dancing and didn't realize that champagne they give you with your ticket at New Year's Eve is sometimes not good for you.
Oh, it's not good.
Well, and also you didn't drink yours, so it's like you couldn't let it go to waste. Come on.
She drank mine. Because I never touched the stuff, Aunt Tina.
No, you put it down long ago.
I'm not like my brother.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and told him that.
God. You know that story, Lindsay, about my brother? Because he tells everything that is in his head to my mama. And a lot of times he does it just to get a, get like, to shock her or to get a reaction, stuff that he knows he shouldn't be telling her.
I hate that, but yeah.
And he, and she'll go, Todd, I don't want to know that. And it could be something sexual, just whatever that he could just get a rise out of her, you know?
Yeah.
Well, years ago, I mean, we were adults, but he said, well, he was talking to me. I went ahead and told Mama I came clean and I told her that I drink. I told her I drink beer and, you know, no use in hiding it anymore. I'm a grown man. And then I told her that I've been drinking beer since I was 15, still living in her house and, you know, all this stuff. And then he goes, and I went on and came clean for you too and told her that you smoke.
Like, you're like, wait a second. Don't put my name in there.
Yeah. So that's how long ago it was. It was back when I still smoked cigarettes. He said, but I told her, I said, look, I smoke too, but I only smoke when I'm drinking. Richie smokes a, like a regular smoker all through the day, every day. He doesn't drink as much as I do, but I don't smoke as many cigarettes as he does, is what he told her. I'm like, why are you, why are you coming clean for me? I don't want to come clean anytime.
I would kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just want to beat him up, but shut your mouth.
Mind your business.
Talk about me.
Yeah.
To Mom.
I only smoke when I'm drinking, but I drink all the time. So
yeah, right.
Wasn't the smartest thing. Mm-hmm.
Did she ever confront you about the cigarettes?
No, she just told me that. Just, you know, and I'm sure I wasn't really hiding it that well.
No, but it would be.
You know, you stink like crap when you smell like cigarettes. All the time.
I'm sure she knew, but.
Mm-hmm. But still, it's not something you want to talk about.
Yeah,
and then here's what happens. If both parties know that it's going on, but you don't talk about it, then there's less of it that happens. Yeah. So at that point, then I was like, well, she, you know, there's no reason in hiding it now. And so when I'd go visit her, I'd smoke.
Yeah.
I'd go outside and smoke.
Might as well.
Yeah.
People underestimate the value in sweeping things under the rug, especially in a family.
I know.
Not everything needs to be this summit where we meet at the dining room table to hash out our differences. It's okay to just kind of, you know,
let it go.
Let it go or move on and not address it. But everything's, now, we got to address this.
You know, it's just like when you, you know, when you do that, I'm just being honest thing with people. No, you don't just,
no,
there's no need for you to tell them that their butt looks huge. Well, they shouldn't have asked.
Now remind me, is he older or younger?
He's a lot older. He's 4.5 years older.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder if that has something to do with, because my older brother is the same way. I don't know if it's.
Yeah, he just does it to be funny. He just does it because he wants to be funny.
Oh,
no. Yeah. My oldest brother is like the quiet one. It'd probably be me calling everybody else. I'm like, well, guess what he did?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Matt did A, B, or C?
Yeah. But you wouldn't call yourself out.
No.
And, I mean.
No way.
You're not stupid.
No, he would get a rise out of my mom,
but
for
that's,
sure.
That's all. He's just trying to aggravate her.
Yeah. I would,
You know, he think, you know, playing a joke on her.
Uh-huh.
Making it funny.
So funny.
Riggins, that nephew of yours is going to be that way. The one that said he was going to call you a liar.
I know. Keep his little mouth shut.
He's definitely going to tell people stuff like that.
Call you a liar.
I like the decor in that kitchen there. You got some skis. Yeah. I mean, that's just the go-to. Every Airbnb or rental that you get in the mountains has the skis on the wall like that.
Uh-huh.
And there's a toboggan sled thing on top of the cabinets. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And wait, is that a snowshoe over that other cabinet? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Wow. Looks like a tennis racket.
Toboggan. Yeah, that's funny because, I mean, I still call like beanies toboggans, but I know that's a toboggan.
Yeah, why did you call it a toboggan? Did you grow up calling a sled a toboggan?
No, but I've been around.
Your culture.
I know what I know they're called toboggans, toboggan sleds, things.
Mm-hmm.
But
who calls it a toboggan?
That's what that like, sled
that's
is called.
That's what they are
and
called.
And that's where the hat comes from. It's a toboggan hat because you would wear it on a toboggan. And then it just got shortened let me put on my toboggan.
Yeah, I always thought the hat was the toboggan. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they called it a toboggan. Though.
People in different areas, like when I met Kyle, I called it a toboggan. I still do. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what are you? I don't understand what you're talking about. A sled? And I'm like, no, I'm talking about my hat. And he said a beanie. I'm like,
He didn't know that until he met you.
He never had heard that.
And that boy's been all over the country playing baseball. That's what I said. Is he like the least observant person in the world?
I think he's never, I figured this out. He's never lived in a winter place. He was born, mm-hmm. but just quickly moved. But, he's never lived where, is that weird?
But he's met and been around so many people from so many different parts of the world.
I know.
I'm just joking about it because I do like him a lot. He seems like, I haven't been around him a whole lot, but he seems like just an easygoing, cool guy. When I have been around him, I've really liked him. So I'm just joking about him being not observant, but he could still be unobservant and then I like him, you know?
Yeah. I'm not saying he's observant. I don't, but it was just weird. I guess no one's ever called it. So now I call it a beanie because I'm like, mm-hmm. now no one knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it a Southern thing?
It's a Southern thing. You had to just call it a toboggan.
The hat.
The hat, a toboggan. Yeah. Because what do we know about sleds? We never had snow sleds or anything growing up.
And that's legit. That's not like some plastic sled you buy at Walmart. That's somebody who goes sledding a lot.
Like in an old movie or something. Yeah. You'd see the wooden sled going down the hill.
Well, I am the first Southerner he's ever been with.
Yeah.
Which is why he married me, obviously.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm going to marry another one.
Can you imagine being married to somebody who's not Southern? Oh, well, you are, aren't you?
Yeah. Exactly.
Gross.
And he calls it a beanie instead of a toboggan.
Yeah. But I think a lot of Yankees would call it a ski hat or something like that. They didn't call it beanie. A beanie is like the Pope wears a beanie.
Yeah.
I think that's a smaller hat that goes, I don't know.
Actually, you're right, because I don't know if I can't really remember. It was like a decade ago, but I think he did call it a ski hat, now that you say that.
They didn't start calling them beanies until they became fashionable. They used to not be fashionable. They were just, you wear it to keep your head warm, and that was it.
Right.
You didn't match it to your outfit and, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know.
I got one today. Hold on. Let me get mine's.
Hold on. What are you doing? Little fashion show on Extra Funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a small one.
Oh, it's like a little. It is like a little Pope hat.
See.
Yeah.
You're about to go find the deadliest catch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kept catching lobsters.
It's a reddish that goes with my. Is this a charcoal gray?
Mm-hmm.
Quarter zip, with the black tee under. And I wore my black puffy, the North Face, today.
I think the red complements your tan.
Oh.
Or it just makes people look. But red, I love red.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Makes you look tanner.
Thanks. But but it gets hot.
Yeah, that inside hat, that's mm-hmm. that never worked for me.
Mm-hmm. Be itching.
Yeah.
I think hats itch, period. Just hats.
Well, it's because you're not clean under there.
Ooh.
You filthy. Oh, you filthy. You probably it's been 2 weeks since you shampooed that mess, isn't it?
Last night, thank you.
Okay.
But before that, 2 weeks. Yes.
Maybe three. More coming up.
More Extra Funny next.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
But what will happen a lot of times is when there is a non-Southern person that lives in the South, it's just like with the toboggan hat thing. It's like everything else where a lot of times the non-Southerner has to be such a smart ass about it, you know, mm-hmm. and so condescending.
A toboggan is a sled. I can't believe you say it's a hat. You call your hat. You're wearing a sled on your head.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up. Like you came from some area that wasn't you know, a good enough area with opportunities for you to support yourself. And then you come down here to the land of milk and honey, and then you want to insult everybody for the way we do stuff.
Right.
You know, wrap yourself in your stupid New Jersey flag and run around here like that's the best thing.
It's not like we do it in Jersey.
Well, you know what? Jersey sucks.
Yeah.
New Jersey is terrible. Thus, you are now in the South. Embrace it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Good Lord. People. Mm-mm.
Mom, and everybody comes here.
What's going on?
Brooks is getting yelling, Nana, Nana. I said, Mom, he's calling you.
Yeah.
I could hear that with my earbuds in.
We could hear it. We just didn't know what he was saying.
Yeah, she couldn't hear it.
She's in there cooking. Yeah. Now she got to go chase after the babies. Where's Kyle's mom? She's still asleep?
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Nothing. I was just looking at your expression.
You see my glowing skin?
Yeah. The sun's right in her face. I'm like,
they're still asleep.
So what have y'all been doing just stuck in the house?
That's my going crazy. Kyle, look, we sat on the bed last night. He said, man, I can't wait to go to Bistro Roco tomorrow. I said, is it because we've been sitting here for 48 hours together?
And he's not even going to try to go use those tickets to
we're going to go. He just texted me and said, we'll leave at 8:45. So,
okay. So y'all will be out there for the morning, session.
So we had to buy like it's actually what's funny is, and I got to look these tickets up. You can only buy for like 3 hours at a time. So we did like 10 to one or whatever.
And that'll probably be too long.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe 10 to 10:30 will suffice.
But look, you're going to get the experience. And I think Delilah's going to like going down that fast. But I mean, if it's that cold, it's not going to be enjoyable.
It's snowing again. And everyone's like, degrees? It's done. Yeah, it's snowing again.
Huh. I mean, it's just that sounds miserable.
I got to look up the temperature. This is insane. I mean, note to self, this weekend is not a good weekend.
Well, most of the time this weekend, I mean, you don't know that it would be 2 degrees.
Well, it is. It's 7 now.
Oh, well, it's a balmy 7.
7's good. 7's better than 2.
So your dad, who was born and raised in the South, Tennessee, in rural Tennessee. So he probably dealt with some snow, too. You know, he was growing up, but he went out yesterday just to walk around, and he said, I got to get back in the house.
He was gone 2 minutes. Mom said, what happened? What happened? He said, oh, nothing. It's just too cold. And it's real windy. That's the other problem.
Thus, that's why I'm wearing my The North Face puffer coat today.
Ooh, are you?
Because of the wind. Yes.
What mountains are those in Tennessee? The Great Smoky?
Yeah, Smoky Mountains, yeah.
Okay. Smoky Mountains, that's right.
But it's still considered Appalachia, I think.
Ah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. You know why they call them that?
I don't.
Because when you look up there, they got the cloud cover on them all the time. It looks like smoke.
Oh. That's so sweet.
Smoky Mountains. You know why they call the mountains in Colorado the Rocky Mountains?
No.
Because they're made of rocks and they look rocky. They don't have trees and stuff on them same way that our mountains do.
I couldn't have guessed that one.
Do you know why they call the Grand Canyon the Grand Canyon? Because it's a canyon and it's huge. It's grand.
It's grand.
Yes.
Big.
Yeah. Once you've been, though, you've been there, right?
I totally agree.
I don't want to go back.
When you went, did you go out on that little ledge thing with the,
like a skywalk or something, whatever they call
skywalk.
It.
One of the poor misfits just kept taking back. I say, okay, get this angle. I need you to like tilt up. And this was back in my, you got to take 1,000 pictures.
Yeah.
So I have one like sitting like, and then hang on, let me change.
It was a radio thing she was out there for that we used to do.
Yeah. God. That poor girl. She's like, this bee.
But when we went with the family, Lainey and Jody went to the Skywalk thing, and the boy and I sat at those little picnic tables by the concession stands. We didn't want to go. We didn't want to go out there.
You mean you walk across? I didn't do that.
You walk out onto it's a glass building. It's kind of like a circle, a dome thing out there. And you walk out to, and then you got to pay to do it. So you buy the ticket and you walk out there to the edge, and it's almost like you're looking over into the Grand Canyon, like you're suspended.
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
I wouldn't think you would want to do that.
Also, we didn't have any money, but I wouldn't want to do that.
And just for anybody that hasn't been there, you heard TJ right. He sat on the picnic benches by the concession stand. You think you're going out into this beautiful piece of nature until you get there and you're like, oh, it's like the zoo. Everybody's in tank tops and shorts and everybody's fat and it's just disgusting.
And they put, because they have these buses that'll take you from one part of it down to the other part. You can see, go on this, whatever. And they put so many people on these buses because they're not actually getting on the road, on the highway. And the part of the bus that you step up onto, the running board thing, is almost on the ground when they're riding because there's so much ass on that boat, on that bus.
So much sweaty ass in the desert.
Yeah, that's another thing. Ace used to get so pissed off when we would tell him it's just overrated, and you know, it's like beautiful. It's one of the greatest natural sites or historic, you know, whatever. He would just go on. And he's like, yeah, okay, well, it looks better to me with the, you know, a high definition drone.
Yeah,
you know, when I'm watching on TV,
they get way closer than you can.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
and the Hoover Dam is also did y'all do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I mean, there are tons of people out there. It's hard to find parking when you get out there for that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we went to Vegas one time with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael, and I told y'all that we would have all been good to take the helicopter tour of the Hoover Dam and you go down and all that, but Jody will not even discuss it. Y'all go. It's fine. You're not going to do anything to get me on a helicopter.
No, sir. Mm-hmm. Wait.
I'm with her, though. Oh.
We went to the Painted Desert in New Mexico or Arizona, one of them, because they said the colors will just, you know, bring you to tears. And we got out there, it's a bunch of dirt. I didn't see any color. Painted Desert. That's a little dramatic. I guess if the light catches it just right in the distance, it might look a little red. But no, it's more desert. Everything's dead.
Right.
And
with the Grand Canyon, I get the wonder of it. I mean, I really do. I think it is incredible, but I don't think it's more incredible by going there and looking over the edge of it than I did when I've seen it on TV a million times.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like sometimes being at a sporting event is not as good for the actual viewing of the game as watching it on TV.
Yeah.
You know,
totally agree.
Yeah. So that's,
I'm good with just the TV in general.
Most of the time I'm good with it.
It's kind of like never meeting your heroes. You know, they say you'll be disappointed when you actually meet them. Kind of the same thing. It's like, don't ever visit any of the natural wonders. They kind of suck. The girl riding by Stonehenge had the funny. She was like, is that it? You know, those rocks that are like, I mean, they're small and she's rolling by. She's like, you got to be kidding me. Is that it? Is that real? It's just a bunch of stones.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I guess so. Just look at it on the internet.
Yeah. And they say that Mount Rushmore is underwhelming because it's a lot smaller than you. But still, I mean, somebody had to get up on a mountain and carve do an art carving into the side of a mountain that looks exactly like the people look. That's amazing to me.
That's a talent.
I don't care whether it's smaller than you expect it to be or not, but somebody had to get up there and do that.
You would have freaked out, TJ. Before 9/11, you were still allowed to go up into the crown of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
So when I was, I don't know, 9 or 10, my dad took us up to the very crown of the Statue of Liberty. But when you get up there, it's so small. And guess what it smells like in there?
Pee.
Urine.
I mean, you talk about BO on another level. New York City tourists in July or whatever, you got to walk all those stairs up. So you're sweating by the time you get up there. Then you're in this encased room that's super small. It just reeks of BO.
Man, I didn't know they didn't have an elevator in there.
They do up to the bottom of her feet. Okay. So you get up to the platform, but then the entirety of the statue, you got to walk up in a corkscrew.
No way.
Thank you.
No. I don't think I could do that.
What if you got stuck in that elevator too? Oh my God.
Wow.
And I don't know I think after 9/11 they closed down going all the way up to the top, but we did. But yeah, it just reeked.
And that's somewhere you don't want to wear natural deodorant. I'll tell you that.
No. So it smelled like the French people who gave it to us.
Exactly. On their worst day.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.